Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss my classic case of head stink, what we think of Robin and Ariana's latest releases, the perks of getting it on in space, and the best and worst celebrity encounters. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Good morning. Hello. Hi, how are you? How are you?
I'm here.
Do they make that hat that you're wearing in black?
Yes, I have. So I'm set the scene. What am I in, Corey?
So Tyler's in his full workout garb, which I assume means he's going straight from the studio to the gym.
I have got to get my workout.
You have to be Fergalicious up in the gym.
Working on my fitness. Yeah, that's what you're trying to get at.
Fergalicious.
Yes. Well, today, I'm trying to decide. I didn't work out yesterday, which really means I'm able to do anything I want today.
It's truly, you're allowed to take a day off.
Well, yeah. No, what I'm saying is usually I have a system of like, this day I do this day I do this.
Like Monday is like tits and butt.
Yes, honey. No, not
Tuesday. Tuesday is like arms and like buys and tries.
I do buys.
Back and buys.
Back and buys together. Mm-hmm. Back. By
shoulders and tries.
No, I do back, by, and shoulder. This is not in any way a recommendation. I have no clue if I'm supposed to be doing these things together or what. No, but this is just my pattern. Anyway, I took yesterday off, which means I can start fresh with whatever day I want it to be today.
Oh, you kind know what I think you should do?
What?
Legs. No, I know you hate legs. No, do you think when you take those little bird scooters around the city, that's kind of like a leg day for you?
I was thinking that because I took the scooter home from my boyfriend's house to my house this morning.
Is it motorized?
Yes.
Okay, and you just like...
It's a lot of balance, which can kind of feel like a
You
workout.
Know you need to work on your balance, so I guess I shouldn't shame you for taking birds and start encouraging you.
I do get a little nervous because it's when you get on, it's like, do not be on the sidewalk, and I am very much that bitch on the sidewalk.
Oh, I was like...
Because I'm afraid of bad drivers because I'm a bad driver.
Yeah.
I know better because I know how I am, and I would kill somebody in a bird.
Have you killed... As I was going to say, have
I
you
haven't
killed
anybody in a bird, no.
It's just motorized scooters all around the city.
Your main question was what? Yes, my hat does come in black.
Oh, okay.
Currently, I just bought it, so I like to have...
You just know my brain doesn't always compute blacks and blues together.
Love blacks and blues. Well, this is a navy...
I would never call that navy.
What would you call it? Cobalt?
Yeah, that's way more of a cobalt.
Sure.
A true blue.
Well, it's not true blue.
It's not sky blue.
It's not cerulean.
It's not the
we
subtle.
We can cerule that out.
It's not the sunder. It's not the subtle underbelly of a blue jay.
Yeah, it's true.
Of a whale.
Well, no, it's just a blue. Well, this hat, I bought it in Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I was at the Mall of America at the Nike store. And
you thought, I just got to spend.
Well, no, that's not what I felt. I thought I saw it and I didn't remember ever seeing it at my Nike store at the Grove. So I said, you know what? So I got it in olive and I got it in.
What?
Yes, honey.
Olive. So that's the only part of your workout changes.
Yes. Well, let me tell you. Well, sometimes I wear white socks, sometimes I wear black socks.
My friend that I went to the dog park with yesterday was wearing that exact tank that I recognize.
I have 15 of
that
them.
I recognize as your Nike workout tank. And I thought, how do I tell him my best friend only wears that shirt?
Well, here's the thing.
And I also wanted to be like, also, that's the shirt I wore on Fear Factor, yet it was inside out.
Cool. Here's the thing.
I didn't share either of those stories.
I don't get that stinky, I don't think, like that's workout okay. wise, but my hat does. What's that?
You got head stink?
Head stink, baby.
Head stink the house down?
Head stink the what? House down.
Are you not washing your hair?
Often I do.
Do you scrub the scalp?
Scrub, scrub, scrub.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw somebody just got a new head scrubber.
Classic head stink.
And I thought, maybe that's something I need to invest in. No, what I'm saying is, I feel like at the beginning of when I started to regularly go to the gym, I would obviously have a new workout outfit, like new tank, new shorts every day.
Yeah.
I would do laundry a little bit more often. But I only had one workout hat. And so then I thought, this hat's getting real head stink. So now...
Well, you can throw those hats in the wash with the other stuff.
I do. But I would wear the hat maybe a day or two in a row. Because it's like I only had one of them.
So classic now
I was like, oh, I guess I have to have as many hats as I do tank tops and shorts.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I just thought...
Classic head stink.
What I thought was, you know, it would probably be a nice moment right before the gym.
What?
Is if you took that hat out of the washer, but had never put it in the dryer, so it was a little damp on your head. A little cooled your head down moment.
But no.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Say, but no, actually, the
you
wet...
You can do it.
The wet hat might... would be, like, conducive to getting...
Head stink.
Head stink. It would breed more bacteria.
Oh, my God. I saw this man... He ate a slug 8 years ago or something.
And it was living in him for 8 years?
No. Oh, okay. It put him in, it gave him some type of lung something, and he went in a coma and died 8 years later. And they really brought it back to the slug he ate on a dare.
Are you sure you were watching?
Rest in peace.
Are you sure you weren't watching The Good Doctor?
No. In what world would a show with a good doctor let that man die?
Well, I don't watch The Good Doctor. I always think I have too much on my hands with Grey's.
What is that show, The Good Place, The Bad Place?
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
We like it?
So I really, really pushed back for a bunch of years, two, I think, because the first two episodes are not great. And then there's a plot twist in the third episode that really reels you in.
They go to The Good Place?
Wow.
The show gets to The Good Place?
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen the third episode. But there's another person who's not supposed to be at The Good Place.
No spoilers.
I just remember in the second episode, there's this whole scene where they're playing Break Free by Ariana Grande, and there's like zebras flying or giraffes or something. And I think, what has Kristen Bell gotten herself into? Uh-huh. But since then, you really love all the characters. And one character is very hot and stupid. And
I'll
I just
look into
love
it.
Him.
Haven't caught it. Maybe I'll catch it. A lot of people say that I look like the old man with the white hair and the glasses, and I find that to be rude.
That's you, Michael. So, you look just like Michael.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. I remember they tried to push The Good Place on us because when you interviewed Kristen Bell for your Ellen thing, they gave us like an early DVD of her first two episodes, and I remember watching it and thinking, do I care? Turns out I do. Just took me 3 years.
Great.
You listen, you know you don't watch TV. You're never going to watch The Good Place.
I'm not going to lie to you. I think that it will never cross my mind.
I had a lot of conversations with your friends over the weekend being like, well, you know Tyler doesn't
Why
watch
were you
TV.
In town?
Saying, you know Tyler doesn't watch TV.
Who are you talking about that?
Anthony.
Why were you in town?
Me?
Yes.
Just came down for a fun in the sun weekend.
We barely even hung.
I know, because you had plans. I know. I planned this trip very last minute.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Simple Contacts. Now, I love when I discover companies that solve those pesky little tasks or problems that we all have, and one that I tried recently is called Simple Contacts. It's a total game changer for anyone who wears contact lenses. If you wear contacts, then you know how annoying it is to have to go get a prescription year after year just to be able to buy more contacts, and you always seem... And I feel like I always seem to run out of lenses right before a big event. Like if I remember I need contacts, I'm like, ugh, did I not renew? Well, Simple Contacts is changing all that by using technology to make renewing your prescription and buying contacts super simple. All you gotta do is you can use your phone or your computer and you can take the Simple Contacts vision test in 5 minutes from literally anywhere, like your couch, your office, whatever. Then a real doctor reviews your tests in 24 hours and if your vision has not changed, writes you a new prescription. And boom, a fresh supply of your brand of lenses is on your way to your front door. There's no appointments, no waiting rooms, no more overpaying. Simple Contacts brings the doctor's office to wherever you are, whenever you need, so you can skip the office visit, but not the care. And if you have an unexpired prescription, all you gotta do is upload a photo of it or your doctor's info and order your lenses in minutes for a great price. They do all of the hard work for you. I am the most lazy. This is the most me. I love this with all my heart. Plus, Simple Contacts offers every brand of lenses at amazing prices. The prescription is just $20, and then the contact lens prices are unbeatable. There are never any hidden fees, and shipping is free. Best of all, Psychobabble listeners are going to get $20 off their first Simple Contacts order. You are welcome in advance. To get $20 off your lenses, all you got to do is go to simplecontacts.com/psychobabble or enter the code psychobabble at checkout. And just so you know, this is not a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. You gotta still do that. You know what? You gotta take care of yourself. This is just a more convenient way for you to renew prescription and reorder your contacts if your vision has not changed. Again, check out Simple Contacts and get $20 off by going to simplecontacts.com/psychobabble or just enter psychobabble at checkout. Thank you so much, Simple Contacts, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at Psychobabble.
I went to, on Friday night, I went to a Robin-themed party. Do you like the new Robin album?
So, oh my God, I was really gonna...
It's not what you need, but it's what you want. The lyric?
It's not the record we wanted, but maybe it's the record she needed to give us.
I listened to an NPR story about how she made the record. You know, she just came out of this, like, 8-year period where she didn't release music. Her main collaborator from the Body Talk series... passed away.
Died from a slug in the lung.
Not that, Corey. No slug in the lung. Anyway, so she was trying to find her voice again, trying to find her beat again, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So obviously I support what she wants to put out on the world because that's where she is right now. Though, Body Talk was so good. And then for that to be all I had from Robin for 8 years, of course, that's like what I had in my mind of what I wanted. Yep. So the new album is a grower.
I said maybe
on me,
especially because Honey was only 9 tracks. I was like, maybe it'll be a Body Talk part 3 moment.
Who knows?
Maybe she'll give us Honey part 2, Honey part 3.
Well, I went to the party.
And?
I wore a yellow mesh tank.
Very girls season 1 of you.
I was thinking very like Honey. I almost wore yellow pants too, and a yellow hat, and the whole yellow shebang.
Well, Honey, let me tell you. the color you were wearing was a true yellow, and I would. Yeah, Honey's a little more golden, so you were missed the mark.
It was dark in there. I think. Oh, yeah, Thank you.
What you should have done is dressed as a bee, but just buzzed around stinging people.
I was buzzing around,
sting around. You want a little sting, sting?
No.
And then you just like prick them.
I was buzzing around, beep, boop, bopping.
I was real ready to like text you and be like, so Robin Queen's edition. And then the album came and I thought, there's nothing I want to discuss less.
Maybe in 8 years.
And we'll give her another 8 years.
Yeah.
I do.
Isn't
like.
Isn't it crazy in 8 years? What can change in 8 years?
Two presidents.
I know. The last time she released music, who was president?
Lord knows.
I don't even know.
I couldn't even name 3 presidents.
Okay, let's try. Go on. Go on with your bad self.
This is going to be literally like when you tried to name all 1,400 Duggars. And you were like,
Drusilla? Drusilla.
Janice.
Oh, are they with the J's or D's?
J, I think. Oh, I don't know. I know the dad's Jim Bob Duggar.
Then it must be all J's.
Jebediah.
Jessa, Jim Bob. Jessica. Josiah. Jalan.
Yeah, there you go.
Jalan. Jelly. Oh, bitch. On Saturday, was it Friday night or Saturday night when I was so starving at 4 a.m.?
Oh, that was Friday night. You must have just danced too much at Robin.
I had nothing in my kitchen except the driest foods.
You did.
I was like, sure, I'll have some saltines.
I've never seen you be that. It was like you hadn't eaten in 14 years.
And
you were a raccoon grabbing every scrap of everything in your house.
I was like, does anybody need some of this kettle corn?
I still am not going to... Wait. Is that kettle corn that you had... Aren't you the one who taught me about that Christmas dish, Jingle Jangle?
I love Jingle Jangle.
Well, I tried to tell someone about Jingle Jangle yesterday, and they said, you're just making stuff up at this point. I said, no.
You surround yourself with non-believers.
Well, they said that I say all weird stuff all the time. They're like, you just make up things.
You need to surround yourself with people that are like, oh.
Yes, and.
Not no, but.
Not no, but you're stupid and nobody's ever had Jingle Jangle
in
their
life.
Did
you meet my friend Ryan? Mm. You know who I'm talking about, Ryan?
No.
Okay, well.
Does he spell it uniquely?
No, he was going to come sometime this weekend. Yes. Oh, no, he was at the arcade last night.
Wait. I think there's this boy that I always see in your Instagram photos that's with your friends now, but I've never met him. But he was at High Tops when we were there on Friday or Saturday. And I was like, well, I can't walk up to him now and say, I think you're Tyler's friend from his Instagram post.
Well, Ryan is a very
blonde, beardy one.
Yes, Ryan.
He was at High Tops Saturday.
There's nothing I'll ever suggest that he'll be like, no, we shouldn't do that. Like, in July, I'll be like, we should put up my Christmas tree. And he'll go to me. He'll go, yes, we really should. And then I said, no, it's too early. He's like, you're right.
So you just,
and then as soon as I go back, I'm like, but what if we did? He's like, yes. That's what
that
you
his
mean.
Voice. If well, that is, yeah, I'm is. Glad I didn't say hello.
He's excitable. He's excitable, and we like that about him. This is him.
He's a young pup. Yeah, scroll down to his face. He had his shirt on at the bar Saturday, so I'll.
He's
only,
very sweet.
I'll only recognize him.
You need more people like that in your life.
Yeah, I got to get rid of these negative Nancys who tell me Jingle Jangle's not a thing.
Oh my God! Wait, this episode comes out after the midterms. What do you think is going to happen?
I know.
We're recording this the day before the midterms.
I woke up this morning a little stressed to death.
Are you?
Well, yeah.
I definitely expect the worst in life.
2 years ago, people were all, there's a 93% chance Hillary's going to win.
Right.
And I'm like, why do you think now they're all fake news this, fake news that?
I'm ready to be disappointed in everyone I know.
Well.
There's an app. Did you see?
Is it called Disappointed in Everyone I Know?
No. There's an app that you can download which connects your phone to people's voting records. And you can see everyone, because voting records are public. So everyone who's got their voting records public, which is everyone,
okay,
and has their phone number attached to their like identity online or whatever, you can see in your contacts who voted, who didn't vote in 2014, who didn't vote in 2016, who's a registered Republican, who's a registered Democrat, blah, 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 all these things. You can sort your contacts, click people like who in my contact list is registered voter in a swing district.
But
can,
didn't vote.
And then you can push like remind this person to vote, remind this person to vote. And it'll automatically just text them all updates and like, here's where you find your voting location. Yeah, I've been doing it.
I'm
because I'm like, you know what? There's only so much I can do.
Did you check out all my old voting records?
I didn't check for you.
Wow.
Didn't check.
Can you tell me about the app? I want this.
Well, when they hear about it, it's going to be too late. It's called Vote With Me.
It's not too late for me and you today. It's too late for anyone listening.
It's called Vote With Me.
But you and I can get up to it.
I was very surprised by some people I knew. I thought, wow, you've never voted in your life.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're the type of bitch to be like, hey, y'all, don't forget. And I want to be like, you don't forget.
Maybe they just have a different number listed.
No.
Really?
I can see.
I want to know like if there's like a D-list celebrity.
I want you to get on it and go on it and
like
do it.
If there's like a D-list celebrity stored in your phone that you could like check and be like.
Well, I did see that James Corden didn't vote, but he's not an American.
And you can be like, I cannot believe Bebe Rexha didn't vote.
Well.
She might. Not that you have BB Rexha.
If BB Rexha didn't vote, would you throw her a BB Hexa?
Yeah, I would cast a Berber Hexa on
a Berber Hexa.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. No, I did wake up though this morning a little like stressed, being like, well, today's the day. Well, it's not. It's tomorrow's the day, but.
Yeah. I'm going to be going down the street banging pots and pans. If I don't get no democracy because of y'all, y'all ain't getting no democracy because of me, bitch.
In the back of my head, I just...
Get out of your bunk bed.
Yeah.
Go.
Who has a bunk bed?
Some voters.
In the back of my head, I just keep thinking, well, wait, what do I keep thinking? In the back of my head, I just keep thinking, well, CNN said the planet's got 12 years left.
That's kind of where I'm at.
And I'm like, bitch, let's start the countdown. Make a bucket list. We all got 12 good years left. And then you know what? Hunger Games, bitch. I'm ready.
You can stay for the Hunger Games. I'm going to space. Now, before we get into anything else today, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Hims. Now, I cannot be the only guy out there who is a little afraid of if my hairline is slowly moving backwards. I feel like that's a very common thing. Everyone's a little bit nervous about that. It's not the end of the world, but apparently 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. And the thing is, I feel like when you start to actually notice the hair loss, it may be too late. From what I've heard, it is way easier to keep the hair you have than to replace hair you've lost. So if you are listening and you can relate, I would check out 4hims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, all for men. What I love about Hims is that I feel like a lot of these topics are topics that you might feel awkward to bring up to your doctor. And this is something that you can go online. There's no awkward in-person doctor visits. You save hours by just going to the website. Super easy. You answer a few quick questions and a doctor will review your issues and can prescribe you whatever you need.
Then the products are shipped directly to your front door. So when I get the products in the mail, I'm like, oh, what a relief. I didn't have to go anywhere and get them. They just came right to me. And y'all know we don't talk about anything without giving you guys the hookup. So Psychobabble listeners are going to get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or to a pharmacy. All you gotta do is go to forhims.com, forhims.com/psycho. That's forhims.com/psycho. Thank you so much, Hims, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. And if you're a listener, be sure to check them out and give them some love.
Fuck space.
Okay. Yes.
Try one of them.
Did you know that if you come in space, it pushes out?
Yeah. Okay.
And so, if you are just floating in space, your cum
would actually push you back.
Pushes you back.
Wow.
It's a little like a jet stream.
Wow. So that's how you plan to get up there, get all around the moon.
I have been inching my way toward the ozone.
Inching?
Every squirt gets me 1 inch closer.
Speaking of space,
Gaga in Space 2015.
Speaking of space, Hank Green really posted something last night, and I was a little stoned watching House of Cards, and I read it on my phone on Facebook, and I thought, Hank Green, what are you up to right now? He said,
Hank Green is where I got the voting app from.
Well,
about
he said,
holding your friends accountable and publicly shaming them.
He said, Earth is the most dense planet. This is probably because it ate another planet.
I saw this tweet.
Kept its core and spat out much of the crust, which now became the moon. Sounds fake. It is not. And I thought, is he stoned or am I stoned? Did our planet eat a planet? What planet did our planet eat? The Mother Earth, the cannibal.
Some bitch planet.
Little Mother Earth binge. Cannibal binge.
Some bitch planet that had it come in.
And then I was a little stoned, so I was picturing our planet Earth being a little Pac-Man. Eating another planet.
No, it was kind of like kind of just went together.
Me as a scientist.
I feel like this is something they probably discussed on the Big Bang Theory. So maybe.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The Big Bang Theory. What's the deal with that?
It's
done, right?
Yeah. Did I tell you I watched the pilot on a flight?
What about Young Sheldon?
One of our friends watches Young Sheldon, and I
now think, listen, it's weird to live in Hollywood because like
Hollywood
because sometimes you know people that work on shows that are terrible
and you want
to
drag.
It's like, of course I don't want your career to end, but like you are making
but you're like who's still writing for Younger?
I don't know.
Right? Who's writing for Young Sheldon?
I don't know. Are those not good shows? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't watch them.
I don't watch them. I don't watch TV.
Not Grey's Anatomy. Who's writing for The Good Doctor?
I don't know.
And is he good?
I don't know. Do you know about this Rami Malek?
Yeah, he's in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie.
Yeah, which I heard is bad.
Well, didn't they say Bryan Singer did it?
Well, that's bad number one.
Yeah.
Bad number two is it really takes out his queerness.
I heard that like even back when they were filming it. So I thought I just can't watch. But I saw Lisa posted that she liked it.
Well. Well, I saw that Rami Malek. Is that how you say his name?
I will have to hear.
Rami,
you know YouTube has a how to pronounce everything.
Well, he had an encounter with a fan that went viral. Did you watch it or did you not?
No.
You want to watch it? It's a very short clip. You're going to actually... I want to know your opinion about it, okay?
Is this good or bad?
Well,
you know I'm not here
I want to know your opinion.
Anybody filming any sort of fucking interaction with a human when they didn't agree to be filmed. Take it to me.
Can you say hi to my friends?
No, but we can take a picture.
Oh, sorry.
Is that all right?
Yep. Thank you.
Well, that's a...
Can you say hi to my...
And that's that. How do you feel?
Well, because you know people are always like, can I take a picture? And then they start filming you. And that's...
What in the hell? Oh, a machine fell, but I think we're all still rolling.
Yes, we are.
I'm surely rolling.
I'm sure you are. Wait, hold on. I found the YouTube video on how to pronounce his name.
Well, you people know what we're talking about. He's very handsome.
Don't you think he deserves to have his name pronounced
then
correctly?
Then go on. Yes, please. I have the utmost respect.
If this doesn't tell me.
If you don't click go.
I did.
Rami Malek.
Yeah. Rami Malek.
All right.
I nailed it.
Nailed it.
So how do you feel about that? Because everyone was kind of like, wow, what a terrible way to treat your fan. And then some people were like,
you bitch,
huh,
you know I'm going to go to bat for him and I be know. Like, you know that girl said, can we get a picture? And then when he said yes and was already doing her a favor, then she started asking for more.
I'm sure.
Hey, y'all don't get
I'm
no pics because
sure
of me. Y'all not going
to
get
caption
no
of it. She tweeted it. This is probably the most embarrassing thing to ever happen to me. It has 180,000 likes, 34,000 retweets.
You know, everyone in middle America is like jerking off to it, thinking she's in the right.
3.7 million views.
I will be that 1%.
No, I think there's people on both sides. And I think she even is like, this is awkward.
Well, she tweeted it for a reason. Yeah. Hanning.
Anyway, she later
and now saw now his publicist is going to make him send her a video saying hi to Stacia and Danielle and all of the friends she was about to
He went on Ellen or something and posted a picture and was like, always happy to take a picture with Ellen or something. Yeah.
Oh, no. I saw Ellen had posted the picture and I saw the way she had captioned it was like, thanks for allowing me to take a pic with you or something.
Awkward.
And I remember thinking, why did she caption it that way?
It's always, you know, that PR spin, baby.
Was that your Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, that
accent?
was Austin Powers.
Oh, you got it.
It's a new film. So that fan later ran into Ezra Miller.
Okay, so now she's just waiting outside people's hotels, which I'm going to be even more mad about.
I don't know what her MO is. I don't know what she does with her life. But she ran into Ezra Miller, who is in the new Harry Potter and the fucking whatever the fucking shit.
Ghosts of Grindelwald.
Doing, I don't fucking
know. Did you see that video of the crimes of Grindelwald where they were all doing an interview and the one girl, they were like, tell them who you are. And she was all, am I allowed to say it? She's like looking off to the side of the camera, asking for permission to admit her character.
Okay.
And then it was some big reveal, but I had no idea what it was because I've never read a Harry Potter book. Remember when I fell asleep at the premiere, the world premiere of the first?
Did you come to that?
Yeah, it was literally the day after the election
I
2 years ago.
I know.
J.K. Rowling was there on the red carpet next to me, and I didn't even know it was her.
I was so unfazed.
And I fell asleep
here's
at the
thing.
Movie.
She just ran into Ezra Miller, and look at her interaction with him.
This is perfect. This is perfect. Selfie style. Yes, yes.
Can you say hi to my friend Ben from Germany?
Oh, Ben! Der Guten Tag. What's going on? I just woke up from a nap.
Wow. Great.
I've got that nappy face. You can see the nap in my eyes. But hello, Ben.
Yes.
Hope you're good in Germany. We love you.
Wow.
So it's kind of like, I believe every celebrity has the right to do whatever they dream.
Listen,
with their time, their energy.
You also have to know that not everyone's always having a best day.
Oh my God.
Sometimes it's a Sunday scaries.
Oh.
Sometimes it's just a Monday.
Sometimes I'm Rami Malek and I say, fuck your friend. And sometimes I'm Ezra Miller and I'm really feeling my oats. Chirpy, chirpy, chirpy. Let's talk to Ben.
And you're all, hey, hey.
Most of the time.
You're all, Tyler Oakley doesn't have any friends.
What I do think is, Corey, I feel like you would agree that even if he's not into like taking pictures or giving shout outs or whatever, like sometimes you're not into that, at least he's putting it out there and now nobody knows, like everyone knows where he stands on it. So like you can't be like, will you do it? He's like put his boundaries out there into the world.
That's true.
Which I appreciate. Anyway, she really got the best of both worlds, or well, kind of the opposite of the spectrum.
The best of both worlds.
She really got the yin and the yang of a fan experience. But I think she took it in stride.
There you go.
God bless.
Yin and yang.
Now, before we talk about anything else in today's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Quip. If you don't know what Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers, and it was designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even enjoyable. I feel like one of the most important things we do for our health every single day is brushing our teeth, but most of us do not do it properly, so Quip helps you with that. Let me tell you what I love about Quip. Quip has sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough on your sensitive gums, because a lot of times people brush way too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are just too abrasive. And I get so distracted when I'm brushing my teeth. I don't remember how long I've been doing one side, if I've already done the front side, you know, all these things. They have a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you to switch sides, helping guide a full and even clean. We love that. And you don't got to just trust me, in my opinion. They have thousands of verified five-star reviews, so clearly everyone loves it. Plus, Quip is backed by over 20,000 dental professionals, so clearly you cannot go wrong. Quip starts at just $25, but if you go to getquip.com/psycho, you can get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You are welcome in advance. Y'all know we don't talk about something without giving you guys the hookup. So to get that free refill pack, just go to getquip.com, getquip.com/psycho. Thank you so much, Quip, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast.
Are the yin yang twins just using it wrong?
Yes. The yin yang twins, what's the song they did with Britney?
Bitch, you know that's my least favorite Britney album.
It's so bad. What's the song they did with Britney? You know it.
I'm gonna look. It's called
yin yang.
I got that boom boom.
No, is that what it's called?
Something like that.
Yin Yang Twins with Britney Spears. That's really what it's called.
Yeah.
Please play it a little.
I can't. We don't have the rights.
I need to know how it goes.
Because I got that boom boom.
I got that boom boom.
No,
boom.
Wait. Maybe that's Will I Am.
That's not it.
You don't have.
We don't got the rights, and it's not right. So it's fine. Wait,
also, one of this girl that I knew in college before I knew you, because it was probably like my freshman year. There was a talent show. Listen,
in college,
there was a talent.
Can we grow up,
Tyler? There was a talent show at the Holden cafeteria, and my girl Jordan, her roommate, danced to a song, that Britney song with the Yin Yang Twins at a Holden Hall talent show in the cafeteria.
No.
While Jordan and I had to sit and eat and watch and pretend and pretend we were enjoying it. And that's always what I think about when I hear about that song.
No.
In the Zone is my least favorite one. It's I got that boom boom, but it's not boom boom pow. Who's your pop prince?
My pop prince.
Is it Will I Am?
No.
My friends were very shocked.
I mean, Troy is a pop prince.
Oh, yeah, that's a good answer.
Who is my pop prince?
Because they were all the other night. They were all.
Who all is a pop prince right now?
Well, they were.
Ollie Alexander.
Sure.
Maybe a Sam Smith. I'm just trying to rattle off some names here.
Adam Levine.
Okay.
Well,
sure.
Wow. So you disagree?
Well, not yes. I'm just trying to feel out my oats on this
Justin
one.
Justin Timberlake.
Leland. MNEK.
Niall Horan.
Not any of those One Direction
twinks
people.
Do you have a pop prince?
I think
who's your most listened to male artist?
Shawn Mendes, maybe.
Oh yeah, that's
maybe that might be my pop prince. That
Shawn Mendes,
Charlie Puth.
You know, remember that one time on the podcast where I made fun of his eyebrow, and then someone said a dog bit him, and that's why his eyebrow hair doesn't grow like that. I'd like to apologize.
It's been 4 years.
I'd like to officially apologize. I hope if you were the one person who tweeted at me and said, his dog bit him, I hope you now reply and say, apology accepted.
I think my pop prince might be...
Prince.
No, he's dead. My pop prince might be Ty Dolla $ign. Actually, maybe.
Little Uzi?
Okay. How many people can you name that are rappers with Lil or whatever?
Lil Nicky, Lil Dicky.
You're making them up.
Lil Uzi.
You're making them up.
Lil Boosie.
No, Lil Boosie? Yo. No.
Somebody was talking about a rapper the other day, and I said, I don't like him. And they said, he died over the summer.
Okay.
And I didn't know because
it
happened.
I have to put it out there. Death does not make you likable.
Well, listen, I said, it happened when we were on our honeymoon. And I said, and in my brain, I was like, how did I not hear this news?
Oh, when we were on our honeymoon.
When we were on our honeymoon. And then I go, oh, okay, now it all makes sense. But I said, yeah, just because he's dead doesn't mean I can still say I didn't like his music. I don't know.
Not only can you dislike his music, but you can still dislike him.
I guess I'm on one.
Whoever's
today.
Dead. Okay, everyone dies. Okay, spoiler. But
we're all going to die in 12 years. Spoiler. Start making your bucket list, Henny.
I'm not. I don't think I'm going to. You know, I'm going to be up there
in heaven and space.
Did you hear about how they're? How
maybe our Earth will eat another Earth, and then we'll become the core,
chomp,
and then
chomp.
We can all be the back on that planet.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did you hear about how rich people are having meetings behind closed doors?
Bitch.
About like,
you
so
know
here's
they are.
What we're doing when everything goes wrong.
Yeah, you know fucking the Kingsman movie where they're all like,
yeah,
we are all like, gotta go get in that mountain and we gotta party our tits off while
everyone
dies.
I loved the Kingsman movie. I don't know if I saw the sequel.
But sequel's great too.
But that movie.
He is so hot.
I know.
Sequel's
great. I'm excited for his making, movie.
I think they're making a third one.
Anyway, so when they when all those rich people go and they like toast while everyone else is dying, I was kind of like, I'd be right there.
With the rich people?
Yeah, bye!
Do you get a plus one?
No, and if I did, you are really low on the list right now.
Fuck.
We don't hook up. Just like, you're not coming.
What's the budget?
No.
You can blow someone else rich in space.
Now we're talking. And it'll project me and it'll push me, you know.
That's exactly what I need. I'm never looking to cuddle after. Okay. I need the space to push me away.
Okay. Jingle, jangle.
So your prep prince is Ezra Miller?
Not prep prince. Are y'all on prep?
All right. So did you like the new... Do you like the...
roll call. Who took their prep today?
I did.
Now, you have to remember, you have to take it every day.
I do.
Isn't it crazy that straight people don't even know what prep is?
They can take prep if they want.
I asked my doctor about it. I said, okay, well, given all the things prep does, shouldn't everyone be on prep? And he's like, honestly, kind of.
Wow.
Straight people included. And they have no clue.
Wow.
They're just worried about pregnancy.
I wouldn't say they have no clue. I feel like I saw...
The majority of straight people have no clue what prep is.
I felt like I saw a commercial on Tumblr for prep that was all a mom being like, well, if I had known about prep, I would have helped my son get on it.
You know what? And I want everyone listening to maybe do a little Google search. Prep.
You may also search Truvada.
Sure. I think it's just a wonderful... I walked away from the microphone because I dropped my hello. Anyway, do a little search. Maybe it's a thing that you might be interested in.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Did you want to talk about Ariana Grande's new song?
Yeah.
Are you all thank you next to thank you next?
No. What does that question mean? I like it.
Are you all like thank you next? Like you're ready for the next song?
Well, always.
Oh.
Do you think do you not think she's kind of quick to put out a new album?
Album? She did that meme that I never understood for a long time about the guy looking at the girl and the other girl being mad about it.
Okay, go on.
She posted that on her Insta and it said
Sweetener as the last Sweetener as the person being like jealous.
As the jealous one, her in the middle and the thank you next album as the girl that's getting checked out. She posted that on her Insta.
Well, she didn't even tour Sweetener yet. She's about to, right?
Hopefully.
I read that she's going to do the tour of both albums.
That would be smart.
Yeah, whatever.
Act one, act two.
Sure, whatever.
All I know is when she was tweeting about Thank You Next, somebody said, ma'am, are we still going to get a breathe-in video? And she said, yes, don't worry. And I thought, thank God, because the Power Hour needs it.
Now, what are some surprises in the Power Hour so far?
Well, you are going to be real surprised when High Hopes by Panic at the Disco shows up.
Love that song.
Right?
I haven't seen the video, though.
I think it has one.
I really explained the Power Hour to like 7 different people this weekend.
I know.
It was a hot topic.
I've got something to barter with you.
What?
I will burn you every Power Hour ever if I can be your plus one to rich space. Imagine the fun we'd have.
You know, I thought about it for a solid 3 seconds and I thought, you're going to rot on the earth when it's all over, and I'm going to wave at you from space.
You know how many times I've kept you alive? If you don't take me to rich space with you, you're going to die on day one.
Those are some high hopes.
You're going to fucking eat a slug, and you're going to be all, my lung.
You know what? I got to say rip to him.
Yeah. All right.
Rip. We miss you. Anyway.
Anyway. Wow. This episode just went really places and did things, and thank you all for listening to it.
Okay. If you didn't check out
The Good Doctor.
Okay,
on ABC.
If you didn't vote at the midterms, fuck you. No matter what the turnout
unless you're underage
or if you're unable to in whatever way is justifiable,
like a felon,
whatever.
Do you think they listen to Psychobabble in prisons?
They should. Somebody did just tweet me that they read my book in prison. And then in parentheses, he was like, long story. I was like, elaborate. He was like, I just got out of prison and I read your book there. I'm like, oh, shit, bitch. Yes.
Is this tearing up the prison library shelves?
You know what? Yes, it is. And that's how Sue sees it.
Got it.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.
Follow us on Twitter, on Instagram. Good luck with your lives. And
don't forget, you're going to die in 12 years.
Don't forget to vote in 2 years.
Bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.